Okay, this is the second week of part two. Last week we did the basic issue of what malach, what possibly surim are involved with turning on and off the electricity on Shabbos and Yontif. And today we'd like to talk a little bit more some applications of electricity per se and other aspects of technology on Shabbos and Yontif. The Rabbim who did many, many different aspects to talk about. We'll break it down. They say between 8 and 10 different issues. Each one really need full hours and hours of discussion. There's tons and tons of sugyos. So we'll try to get them all in a very, very quick, in a quick sense in the next hour, hour and a half about. So the first issue at hand is we started last week. Are there any other malachos involved when I'm using electricity? So again, when I'm mowing the lawn, when I'm doing the laundry, so it's pashit, I'm being over in Kotzer, I'm being over in Malabane. So the new ways of doing the malacha, as opposed to they used to do it, is pashit, I'm still doing the same malacha, just now I'm just doing it with more convenience. However, there are going to be occasions where the malacha itself is somewhat, becomes questionable, because now I am doing it by these means of technology. We're going to have to analyze each of those malachas. We're not going to do some of them right now. For example, the earliest discussion was using the incandescent bulbs. Those bulbs, is it havara? Is it not? Is it a fire? Is it not? Most people don't have those bulbs anymore anyway, generally. There was a discussion, are microwaves considered bishul? Is that considered? Does it have to analyze it from the standpoint of Hilchos Bishul, B'shei Hilchos Bishul? But the one which we would like to talk about right now is, again, we're going to try to use the alarm system or a security system as a way of covering a lot of the issues that are involved. So, Lamashal, when we speak about an alarm system or a security system, so one, the first thing you have to think about is, forgetting about the electricity per se, is there also an issue of ksiva? Ksiva, okay? Back in the day, people used to write with a pen and pencil. This is a pen. So now, people don't usually write anymore. Everyone's sitting here with their computer, everyone's sitting typing their notes. On a screen into a system. So, what I want to know is typing onto computers, onto screens, or the like. We'll break it down in a second. Is that considered ksiva? Why is this relevant for us? First of all, it's relevant in terms of typing on computers. Point number one, which again, that's very relevant on Shabbos. But even for security systems, the typical case is you're everywhere you're walking, everywhere you're going, you're on a screen somewhere. When you walk into a building, any building has a security system someplace, and even if not, Google has you on something somewhere. And can you walk the streets? Can you walk into a building if you're going to be on some camera? So then the question becomes: Is there any malacha involved in ksiva b'machashe? First of all, before I break that down, I should just do things generally first. Just break down what I will be talking about before I get there. I'll get back to that in a second. So we're talking about, number one, ksiva on computers. We'll get back to, in general, of electricity, or even if ksiva is not, is there anything, could there be other issues of, let's say, saving things on disks, saving things into the hard drive of the machine? Besides using electricity, then we want to know, how about the fact, we're going to have to discuss the fact that many of these situations are eino miskayim. Does that matter? How fleeting was the malacha that I did? Is it going to last a second, a minute? Is it going to last for years? We'll have to analyze the standards of davar she'eino miskayim. We'll analyze the standards of davar she'eino miskayim. How much do you want this to happen? How much are you planning on this to happen? Or is this happening with Mela? Again, so much of what's going on with technology is you're doing one thing and a billion other things are happening as you do that, as you as you do this, you walk into the room, you're getting into the room, but at the same time, you're turning on the, who knows what goes on when you're turning on the air conditioner when you go on. So we have to analyze DNA in a miskaven and sekeresha. We have to analyze, wait a second, when you're walking in, is that the normal way of turning, is that the normal way of doing the malacha at hand? Is it a shinoi, is it a kederech? We have to analyze whether or not something is a grama, or is it you're doing it directly. Grama v'shahavis will usually seem to be pater, but the question is what's going to, again, it's going to be way above us to accurately define this in the next, even if I spend the entire share on any one of these, it would be difficult to define. Just going to raise some of the issues. Finally, is there any muktzah involved? And then, luyatuyar, anything, all these situations would be permissible. The question is then, should they be done? Is it a problem of afshar milsa? Is it a problem? Is it proper for Shabbos? Or is it something which is too noisy or too loud or too inappropriate for Shabbos? Again, I may not get back to some of the last two, but there's something that even if it's something which would otherwise theoretically be permissible, it could there still be a problem of afshar milsa l'mashal. Someone told me the story. Someone would call in from their yeshiva. For them, it was after Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. They would call in to the answering machine of the parents' home. They'd say a beautiful Dvar Torah to the parents, so the parents could listen to them in the middle of the Shabbos Suda. So it sounds, Tzadok is beautiful, they're saying a Dvar Torah over Shabbos, saying, is that some type of problem after Milsa? One could question that. Okay, just to go back to where we are, in terms of security system. So what malacha possibly could be involved? So the fact that you're showing up on a screen, is there a problem with that? So we know it's us to write on Shabbos. One of the malachos is kosi. So the Rambam writes in Perek Yud Beis, on Halacha Yudzayin, this is the very beginning, that the Roshem told us kosi, making forms. Ketzar Roshem Rishavim Mitzuros Pakosol V'sheshar V'chayotzi V'hen Kederech HaTayarin Roshmei. So I think they say a picture tells a thousand words. That if one draws a picture, then they draw a picture on the wall using paint or some other type of color, then then they are chayev. It's roshem. It's a form. Hareza told. It's a told of kosev. So in theory, when you are showing up on that screen, in theory, if Liatsuyer, that typing on the computer would on the computer screen would be writing. So now that your picture is showing up on that screen, is that a problem of kosev in the form of roshem? Your picture is found there. Okay. So question number one will be just apply this right in this situation. Point number one, so that is that kosev. Point number two, is that going to be a problem? You don't plan on leaving it there that way. It's chora, it's temporary. Chora, we'll have to question that. So let's say Liyatsuyer, it was kosev, which we'll have to talk about in a second, is you don't plan on leaving it there that way. You plan on moving on. Does that matter? Does that not matter? Point number three, is that the normal way of writing? Is that a shinoi? Again, also is yechori or enam is kaving for that, but of course it is a psik resha. And so those are just some of the factors we see as they enter into the situation. Let's talk about ksiva b'machashi. So now we're by the os aleph there, but with ksiva b'machashi, that itself can be broken down into three or four different issues. Number one, very commonly, let's say it's not on a screen. Very often it's found something is being recorded, but it's being recorded in the insides of a machine, and then the police or whoever is going to do the security will be able to replay whatever happens if something's needed later on. They'll look back and see what's going on. So it's not really even on any screen. So in theory, it's just in the insides of a machine. So there are discussions about, actually some of the discussions in Gittin even, this is one of the main places one looks for Dine Ksiva, besides El Chashabbos, is Dine Ksiva Saget. So there are discussions, if I have Ksiva b'mei milin. If I write in one way, if I write with in some type of invisible ink, which right now can't be read, but if I do something to it, it can now be reread. It can now be read for the first time. So in this situation, where something is on the insides of a machine, it's in the hard drive of a machine. So now, I could replay it later on, but right now it's not really visible to anybody. So is that ksiva at all? So there are discussions. If I write it in a way that I'm able to pour something on it, something like that, that's a discussion based on Yerushalmi's ksiva v'mei milin, invisible ink. But Shlomo Zalman writes, he assumes that anytime you need special machinery in order to see what was written, that you can't call that ksiva in the first place. It's not the pshat it was written in the hard drive of a machine. It's not written at all. If you can't see it at all, at that point, what's that? Okay. Then it doesn't exist at all. So in this situation, obviously no one is sitting there on the inside of the camera. So therefore, the assumption is it's not ksiva at that point. So I have a move to the next level, though. How about where there is a screen? Where there is a screen. So there are, this is Shlomo Zalman, this is the paragraph from if you want to look where I am, the ksiva agabe masach, ksiva on a screen. Shlomo Zalman writes that kivan derak al yidei yori elektronim al yidei chomer zarchoni shmeruach adofen apnimis shel hamasach ameir b'tzura shel osios, that's not ksiva. He says since the way he's referring to the old screens, which were cathode ray tube, CRT, I think they called them. There was basically a ray coming from the back of the machine, which basically showed itself on the computer, on this computer screen or the TV screen. So that, for whatever reason, he says, that's not ksiva. And he says okay, Shlomo Zalman is... The question becomes, though, why not? What exactly is stopping that from being ksiva? Similarly, one of the Gdolei Poskim is Maneinu, or Shlomo Miller, Toronto. He's quoted in the Sefer Ma'or HaShabbos. He says, Lamashal, if you have a bunch of light, very typically, you see on a storefront, you have a bunch of light bulbs, and they turn on, and I think, like in these arenas, what do they have? They have the scoreboard. No one sits there, you know, with a pen and writes. What do they have? Various lights go on depending whether the score is 2, it turns into a 4, it turns into, depending on whatever the number is. They have different lights going on. So he writes basically that's not considered ksiva. The question is why not? I was very bothered by why not. So I asked Rosh Hashanah Shlita, I asked him where's everybody coming from? I seem to be missing something. Why is this not ksiva? So he pointed me to a tshuva, Rav Moshe. He pointed me to a tshuva, not a tshuva, it was actually a sugya on Gittin. A sugya on Gittin daf chaf. Right, dimming get al gabi ksiva al gabi andrachti, the last bit they no get. That these are basically where somebody was. Different opinions even what this was, but someone is either sewing something, sewing letters onto some type of baguette, or my impression is this was like weaving. I think back in the day people were like knit the person's names into the amulcus. So would that be ksiva? So Rashi says, "Mishum de ain kosov sham v'kavua, ala mutal ala beged bebeiz rasha v'kavua." It's not permanent on the background. That's the way. And the Aruch seems to say, even though it's meruka on besofo, it's completely woven in. Lo have a gap, is it's not on the surface. It's part of the surface. So what Rashi seemed to get out of this was that at least for Gittin, part of what ksiva entails is having a background, and the letters have to become part of the background. Meaning, typically ksiva means you have paper, and on the paper is the ink, and the ink becomes embedded in the paper. So that's why in all of these cases where you're putting letters on something else, or you're Beshmak, he talked about it, he pointed me at the time, I think he was talking about alphabet soup, or he was worried about skywriting. So since there's no background over there, and just simply have a bunch of letters dangling in the soup or the cereal milk or whatever, so he thought that would not be a ksiva based on this gemara. So first could you be machal between gitzin and Shabbos? I think there's room for that. But that is the one malachas machshavas. One may have you could clear in both ways. I have some sources here in both directions. I just know I needed a raya in Hilchos Shabbos. So I needed a raya in Hilchos Shabbos. So, but I'm about to say l'chora should be obvious, but it just needs a raya that it's so. Part of what they were arguing was the following. There's an extreme version. Anytime I walk in the sun, I walk during daylight hours, then what happens? So I form a picture of myself. How? Picture of myself is on the floor. I have a shadow. So I have a shadow, so it should be awesome to walk at when it's outside. Why? Because you're forming a shadow. So that's ridiculous. Okay, so I'll take a step further. How about a mirror? So, your handsome picture is shown every single time you look into the mirror. So what should I say? That should be prohibited also. So the Gemara itself talks about this, and not for the reasons, this is for completely obvious reasons. So at least something is going to be permitted. The Gemara says in Kuf Mem Teslam and Aleph and Shabbos, the Osir Lamo Bifnei Maria, maybe because you'll end up cutting your hair, you'll end up combing your hair in a way that's forbidden. But the problem has nothing to do with Hilchos Ksiva. We obviously, I think none of us thought this was an issue to begin with, but just it's nice to see it beferish, that there's no problem in looking in the mirror. So, when I'm showing up on the camera, is it the same thing as a mirror? Is it just simply, I think part of the reason, it's clearly, what's why not, meaning it's a hainu, you're not really on the surface at all, just simply your reflection is being shown on the picture. As soon as something would come between you and the camera, it wouldn't be there anymore. So too, one could argue, when I'm dealing with these rays, when I'm dealing with these screens, nothing, the picture's not really on the screen, it just happens to be some electronic signal is coming to the screen, and therefore it shows up, the picture shows up on the screen. The letters themselves are not on the screen, the picture itself is not on the screen. So therefore one could argue the case that it's more similar to the mara, to looking in the mirror, rather than actually ksiva. Could one debate, as some of the newer screens, that was when I was dealing with array, the old screens, again, when you're dealing with array of electronium being projected onto the screen from behind the system, some of the newer ones, again, I'm sure people are more up on the technology than I am. This was probably from like 5 years ago, probably in the last 10 minutes, probably something new happened with people the could be more familiar with. But some of the newer screens, they have, which are basically electronic, either LED or LCD or electronic lights on the screen itself, or LCD, and sometimes I understand them, like magnetic electronic pieces on the screen, or a plasma, some other electronic signals being shown on the screen, where something is happening on the screen itself. Could those possibly be worse? Could those possibly be worse? Anyway, to make a long story short, most poskim presume ksiva in this such a case to be at best the Rabbanan. It's not full. It's not a full-fledged ksiva. About five, ten years ago, they came out with some e-ink, I think, which was more permanently on the screen. Some of these other things were only, they stayed on the screen as much as the, only in as much as electricity was still on. But some of these other, I believe this e-ink was such electronic ink, which put the pieces in the, there in the first place, and they stayed there even though the electricity went off. Could that have been worse?
That's Kindle.
That's what they use. Yeah. Okay. That's what they use. Okay. So anyway, that's in terms of on the screen itself. So again, we usually assume that to be a midrabbana. Third issue is obviously more obvious. But the fourth issue is more obvious. When I'm printing it is almost obviously going to be regular ksiva. The only issue is something, is that going to be a grum or is that going to be your maisel? It's a more mistaber. Oh, the very mistaber, the first piece of paper that I'm printing is your maisel kamat mamish. You're pressing the button and therefore it's printing. Now, but the later piece, I'm printing 2, 3, 7, 8 pieces of paper. Am I still considered that? That's the machine question. Maybe we'll get back to later on. Maybe we won't. There are discussions. Rechayim shel mayim. If I use a mill, Magen Avraham and Simin Reishlin Beis. I have this at the end about grava. Is that still considered your maisa or not? So that's in terms of ksiva. How about the fact, this has become a little bit more interesting, that we mentioned before that it's probably not considered ksiva, that it's going to be on the hard drive and therefore you could get it back later on. But let's move on to the pages that you have on Sabez, Ospez. What do I mean by this? So again, let's say it's not actual ksiva, but let's say you want to record a CD. So now, fine. It's not actual ksiva probably, because that you're recording it in the insides of a machine. It's not even letters you do. It's just simply musical sounds. But it's one thing to say when I'm simply walking by a machine and I'm Eino Miskaven, and everything's very temporary. We'll get back to Eino Miskaven more also. But it's just everything I'm doing is fleeting. But when I want to try to create a CD, and by my singing that, or presenting that cheer, or whatever I'm doing, or I'm downloading something onto a computer, so now I made a permanent change onto a kli. So could I say, and even Rav Shlomo Zalman, who is much more makel in terms of electricity per se, he argued the case that whenever I am doing something of permanence that I want to preserve, that itself is some type of asiyas kli. Again, I'm recording, I'm not just stam turning on and off electricity, but with that, I had a blank CD, and now I have a CD which has whatever I would try to record on it. So that itself may be some type of, again, bona makavapath, it's hard to pin down which one is what, but shabona kaosekli. And that's going to have relevance. The muscle, again, so typically, back in the day, someone would make a recording, they'd record that CD, and now it was done. The muscle, our computers are our digital cameras, it's not the shadow. Until now, it was empty, and now I filled it up with pictures. It seems to be never filled up with pictures, because never there's always room for another selfie. When I go from picture number 9,872 to picture 9,873, so is that, for whatever reason, you want that picture, so is that a different kli now? It has a different function? I preserve something. There is such a musal. I would think that's either a kli or it's not a kli. There is such a musab of a, there's a Gemara in Perakabona, chok pizza ba kapoza. I may be pronouncing it, I'm paraphrasing, that basically where I dug out, I already have a kli, which until now was yay thick, or yay deep. And I dig deeper into it, and I make a larger kli out of it. So I, where I, so now I have a computer. I downloaded a new app, a new file, a new whatever. So then, by doing so, my computer could only do X, Y, Z until now. Now it could do X, Y, Z in the queue until now. It could do something else. So by doing so, I made it a better, different type of kli. So did it, is that also a type of SES kli? Which again, or even Rav Shlomo Zalman thinks there's room for that to be daraisa.
What about Ein Binyan Bekelim?
So we mentioned last week that whether in the point number one, whether something is teka, or when probably more misdaber to be makir bepatis, it could be more like a makir bepatis type of thing.
I'm saying here he's saying Ein Binyan.
So we mentioned that. So we mentioned last week that it's possible in tikkah that could those machlokes be shown him whether or not when a host a kli gomer mechadash is according to Tosis was going to be
chayav. This is not mechadash for sure.
No, that aspect of the kli, not mechadash. When you're combining when you kli leprakim, most of kli is when I have a menorah shel prakim. It's not a menorah shel prakim. I give it a new.
If I have a digital camera. I don't think I'm making a whole new digital camera.
Of course not. So that's what that's of course not. The question
I'm
is
saying,
when.
Think about it. I mean, what am I being moisif on?
Right. So he was. So it's much easier said again when the original when you had a blank something and that's when you had a blank something and now it's. I'm asking at what point that's what the dimmit I gave when you have the 9,072nd picture on your digital camera. If you're downloading a file that can now do give it a new tchuna, point number one. And point number two is how much was there a chashiva that I did. Now I gave it a new ability, a new tochan. But that's the point number one. Darais under to be drabon and it could still be anyway. And for that very reason, as much as it's going to become important. That okay. As much as we don't like, I'm sorry. It's probably less of a problem when somebody stop walking by a camera or the like. Masha Inkain, the same type of situation. You know, let's say I plant the camera there. Let's say I want to have the camera there. What's it's Yankel's bar mitzvah. So he's leaning on Shabbos. And how could you go without a bar mitzvah? How could you have a bar mitzvah without pictures? So, you know, and now without hearing the laning, he's going to lane so beautifully in the bubby and wherever is not going to be able to be there. So you want to have pictures. So what do? You have the security camera on in shul, and oh, great. And you record him doing it, and then you send it to bubby later on. So that's already, your goal is to try to record bar mitzvah on the camera, so it's much more problematic when you're trying to do such a thing. You're trying to record an event. Moving on to Gimel, pick up the pace a little bit. So this is a lot of what we spoke about last week, about in terms of electricity itself. Very commonly, besides the pictures on the screen, there are all types of noises and all types of pictures and all types of lights. When you walk by, a light will go on, a sound will be heard, a door could, an irrelevant door could open someplace, you know, very common. You walk by the streets and you have automatic doors. Do you have to walk away from them? So that's everything we talked about last week. So, very typically, most of those you couldn't care less about. They're as we'll get back to later, and it's a psikreisha de lo nichole, and probably medrabanan. There's no probably very little significance going on to what's going on over there, unless you hold mamish like a purist chazanish that every time you open and close, you do something with electricity, it's automatically going to be bonet. One case which I've had unfortunately many times is that in my shul, very often, we have an alarm. And okay, it's usually set for the standard times. But it usually wasn't used to people being there in shul on Shavuos night. So almost always, someone would go into a part of the building they weren't supposed to be. And almost always, at 3 o'clock in the morning, the alarm would start blaring. At 3 o'clock in the morning, it's not a way to make friends. So, what do you do in that situation? So there, it very much depends on what malacha, if any, is involved in turning on and off electricity. There, it's not just a temporary thing. You very much want to shut off the system. So, largely the issue at hand is electricity one. If you believe like a purist has an ish, then it's a malacha d'oraisa. It's turning it off. If other than most poskim would tell you it's probably an issur d'rabbanan involved, unless you say again, if it's makir patish, again in a straight makir patish, we noted that there's probably no inverse of a makir patish. If the makir patish is setting the alarm or something like that, there's no inverse of a makir patish. There's no makir patish means in theory, in the literal sense. If I make a kli and it's makir patish, taking it apart, there's no such thing as a non-makir patish. However, if you believe like Rav Asher Weiss said, and that the pshat is doing something of significance with electricity, basically turning off the system itself would be something of worth. It could constitute an issur d'oraisa.
We wouldn't consider the fact that you're turning it off, meaning when I turn an alarm on, I'm giving its significance. When I'm turning it off, I'm not giving yes, I am doing something significant using electricity, but by not using electricity.
Right, so that really depends. And so, point number one, first of all, almost...
I'm really asking you, why isn't it an electricity so like goof, like putting out a fire to go to sleep?
Interesting. It could be that also, but it has to be malach in the first place, though. The question of malach and yisigluf was only if...
No, it's so sir, I'm taking apart the...
No, but there's no inverse of makir patish.
Right.
If it's makir patish, you don't have to come on to malach and yisigluf, but there's nothing, according to that way of thinking.
Right, but if it's bona, then
it's... If it's bona in theory, are you saying it's malach, it's... Is it so similar? If it's bona, it's so similar. That's an idea. That's
what it's so. So you said it would be the raisa.
Are you saying it's so much of a shame to be a chagofa?
That's
right. Depends on that question.
Turn off an alarm.
I have to think about it more.
Even though it's what you want the alarm off.
Right, it's sort of the way you're using it. It's not just simply, it is silik in this case, but you're turning it off in order to put it back on later on, so I'm not sure.
Also, how do you turn off the alarm?
That's right. Almost everything is pressing another, pressing codes and things like that.
Yeah.
Right, so what I would recommend, if possible, if it's possible to get a goy, again, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, it's a little bit harder, but if it's not 3 o'clock in the morning, then I would recommend the goy. If not, a shinoi would probably be the best way to do it. A shinoi, turn it off with your elbow, turn it off with your nose, or whatever, or something like that, then...
Would that be true? If someone's alarm goes off in their house, like a phone alarm or something, and you're disturbing sleep,
That's just a question of shiurim. I mean, this is a much easier, but I mean, by shiurim in a sense, it's much more disturbing. It creates eva. It's not a pleasant thing when your building alarm is blasting at 3 o'clock in the morning. Mashenke, and your alarm in your house, even though your phone alarm, just it's not pleasant for you. It's a question of shiurim. Often what I would recommend there is covering it or something like that. No, turning it off in that sense. Covering it or... The question we'll talk about later on, I don't know if we'll talk about, but in theory, interesting question is, am I allowed to move it? Is it what type of kli? Is it a kli shel nachtu lisser? Is it a chusar and kis? And can I move it? If it is kli shel nachtu lisser, is that what's a chusar from a kol mal? We're not going to talk about it, we'll throw out the issue. You usually want to send away the person who left it on.
If there's no eva involved, let's say you're in a Jewish community only, and your house alarm goes off, is there a reason to do it with the shinui and say shvus to shvus makom mitzvah?
That's similar to what he was asking. I mean, I guess, at a certain point,
you don't let the chazan ish, and you're going to assume it's derais, it's not shvus to shvus.
Right.
So I would just, meaning it's a question very similar to shiurim. It's going to ruin your entire Shabbos. It's blaring the entire Shabbos, your house alarm. And very often in that case, even the police are going to get, if that's on, the police is going to come. So
that's great. Then you get a guy.
What's that? Then you have a guy. Yeah, that's. Someone else?
Tilt minute sound should be put there, right? You, regardless of.
Yeah. Type, right? Yeah. Right. That is not always possible, but I guess in theory that would be a way to move it also. Depending how you right, depending what constitutes tilt minute sound, it's easier or not. Okay. So moving on to part Dalit. This is one of the major discussions. Of again, as we mentioned, Dovish Eino Miskayim. Again, most of these situations are fleeting. In theory, they're fleeting. Again, you walk in front of. Again, where this is very relevant is the following. In most of the cases of these cameras, they're kim'at irrelevant. Why? Because you couldn't care less. You're on a screen. You know, everywhere you go, you're on a screen somewhere else. You don't know about it. You couldn't care less. It's very insignificant. Where it's going to become much more interesting is the following. In many scenarios, in order to be let into the building, you have to show your face on the screen, and then the security guard will see you, and he'll, depending on whether he likes you or not, will let you in the building. He'll press something and he'll let you in. So in that situation, it's very difficult to say that's an miskaven or anything like that. You're trying to walk in front of the screen. They're not going to let you in otherwise. You're trying to show yourself on that screen.
If there is like a people or like another way that you could in theory see you, this is just making it easier for him.
No, that's a different question. No. You're answering the question, I think, in terms of...
Is that telling
a guy... about him buzzing you in. I'm asking you, you're the one, seemingly actively, who are showing yourself to the screen. You think you can be makel for that even... That's a harder sell to be makel for that, based on that Torah. I think he's trying to say is that's not really necholei, it's really necholo, because you couldn't care less. You'd be happy to be able to get into the door if he would just simply be standing there and see you that way. That's a harder sell than, right? Yeah. That's a much harder, again, I don't like that at all. I think that, and I think that's a little bit problematic to do that. But one of the clues that people speak about is it Dovash Eino Miskayim. Again, if there's no need to get into such a building, then, but sometimes there's going to be a need. If you want to get into a hospital, you want to get even to your own building, sometimes you're the only place, the place where you're staying has that situation. The Rambam writes, he's talking about the Malach of Tzoveya, Kol she'en malachto miskayemes b'shaves pater. If the Malach doesn't last, it's pater. So the Magen Mishnah quotes two Makaros. We're in Oth Dalet, by the way. He quotes the Mishnah on Kuf Beis, Amid Beis, Kol ha'os de malachto malachto miskayemes b'shaves. There's a little bit of a dangling modifier, so the English teacher of that Mishnah would give it a poor mark. It's a little bit dangling. Whether or not it's called osa malach malach miskayemes b'shabbes, or is it called malach malach b'shabbes malach miskayemes? Meaning, is the Shabbos going on when he's osa malach, or is miskayemes b'shabbes? That's a little bit. That's one source. Anyway, it sounds to be there's some, seems like there's some broad din that that you're only chayiv on Shabbos if melachto is miskayemis. There's another Mishnah in terms of ksiva, kosei chayiv davka b'davar miskayim ad davar ha-miskayim. So, first of all, again, we're not, just because something's not miskayim, it's not going to be, generally not going to be mutter lechachila, but it's, a lot of what we're doing today is try of tziruf kulos. Again, if all things being equal, you try to avoid any of this. I should have probably started with this. All things being equal, again, why involve himself with this at all, completely? But the answer is going to be, first of all, there are going to be tzrachim that one have, for doctors, for security, for... There are tzrachim which people need this. And secondly, they're for the average Jew, even without any tzrachim, just simply, I think it's, at this point it's pretty hard to simply avoid any connection to any of these issues that we're talking about. Come out every single Shabbos, every single one of us encounters most of these issues. So in terms of the Rosh Einim Miskayim, we're trying to be mitzarif, various kulos, to know what's out there. So how about, does it help if the fact your kavana is to be lemakom? You write, but you don't want it to stay there. You're writing only, you have in mind to be mochikit. So that's not so simple. Not so simple. The fact that you're writing and the fact that you plan on being mochikit, the easiest cases are going to be where it simply by itself is going to dissolve. It's going to simply wear out at a certain period of time. But the fact that you did a full-fledged ma'aseh, which is going to be otherwise miskayim, let's make believe the dore doros. But now you plan on doing something, another ma'aseh to undo that. So that's very hard to say that that's considered not miskayim. There's a the Ma'or HaShabbos, that's Rav Yadler. Rav Yadler, he's a Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim. He wrote many Sfarim Hilchos Shabbos. Chelek Dalet is all about technology. So this is an interesting Rambam. The Rambam says, "Akosev al b'saro b'dio chayev mishum shehu or." A person's skin is leather. Sounds strange. Af shechamimos b'saro ma'averes haksav lachar zman. Even though a person writes on their skin, eventually it's going to come out. Eventually. The heat of the flesh is going to get rid of the ksav, still your chayiv. So we see not everything that is not going to be there permanently is automatically not chayiv. And the explanation, that's what that Ma'or HaShabbos writes, and I think in the name of others, that the pshat is right now is going to last. The fact that a person is going to perspire later on and therefore erase it, then it's something new which is going to come to erase it. It's even less than new action. A person doesn't actively perspire, but mikol malkum, since it's something new that's going to happen later on, that's going to have to cause it. It's not simply going to wear out after X amount of time. That's still somehow going to be chayiv, and even in ksiva. One could debate that different malachos have different standards for ksiva. This is a discussion, a lamashal. Clearly, different malachos are different situations. Let's give an example. Okay, a person's mavashal. So depending, he makes a chocolate cake. So depending how good the chocolate cake is, I guarantee it's not going to last forever. Right, so either simply number one, a person's going to eat it. So that's point number at a certain point. It's meant to be eaten. Point number two, even if you don't say that, it's going to disintegrate. Something at some point it's going to get ruined. Even if no one eats it, it's going to spoil. Something's going to happen to it eventually. Yet mikol makom, clearly you want chayiv for making that chocolate cake on Shabbos. So there's something. Either some malachos are different or. Or as long as you did something of value, the famous discussion about poskim, even Hilchos Ksiva, there's a machloka discussion between the Chasanish and Avnei Nezer, others, about the classical discussion about opening and closing library books. Library books, of course, everybody knows, the discussions, they all have, why are you library all over it? So when you're doing so, are you writing and erasing? So maybe we'll get back to this later on, but the Chazon Ish, one says, just because obviously you plan on opening and closing and reopening, it's not going to stay there permanently. The whole point of this is to, so he says that doesn't matter. This is subject to debate, but the Zok the Chazon Ish, all you need is, in theory, something that could last. You plan on destroying it. You have your top secret. You have your top secret library book that you wrote it on the library and you have to destroy it right after Shabbos. Because you wrote it in a full-fledged writing. To give other examples, so to make this, person lights a match. Person lights a match. If they don't light it, light something else with the match, then that match is going to go out in, I don't know how long, but it's going to go out pretty quickly. Yet we assume they're chayef lighting a match on Shabbos. There's another example. It's very Avni, the Totos Chaim. Totos Chaim from Menachem Zemba. In his sefer, he writes, gives the following example. The Gemara speaks of Shitas Rabbi Akiva. In order to be chayef for Hilchos Shabbos, when a hotzah, one has to have an akiva and anacha. You have to uproot it from one place, put it down somewhere else. So he has a unique shita that kluta is kemisha hunchadami. Kluta, when something's absorbed in mid-air, in the other rishos, that's as if they had an anacha. Okay, it's a lumdish concept, needs to be understood, but I guarantee that even after, well, it's from today till tomorrow, it's kamisha huncha, but I guarantee it's not going to last there for too long. It's mamish gliding through midair. It's not staying in midair for all that long. Yet mikol makom, he holds yechayiv. I'm going from Rosh Hashayachit, which never happened, to Rosh Hashayachit, he says yechayiv. Somehow, that's considered a hanacha, and yechayiv gave it some aspect of permanence or chashivos, to even though it doesn't seem to. One further point, there's a Shvisas HaShabbos, a classic sefer. I believe he's one of the Talmidei HaGra. Shvisas HaShabbos, a classic sefer on Hilchos Shabbos. He's machalik between different malachos. If you see the paragraph, chilek ben malachos shonos, then the main ikar of din malacha miskayem is nemar davka. Someone who melts metal, and since niskayma machshavto v'tachliso lehotzi klila maseyu, shapir miskayev. Hagav ve'atzmecha imhidle kisein katan, a piece of New York town, a person lit a match or a small piece of paper. Of course, he's chayev mishem mavir. And then later on, this is the next thing underlined there, a little bit later. Vashvisa shabbos chod. Ain't a royal chayev. Slip a couple. Yeah, makib patish. The shayach makib patish ba'ochlan af lebo bayom. You have to chivas a rashba. That this may be very relevant to what we were talking about last week in terms of electricity. Depending, ksiva, the standards for ksiva may be longer. Enachanami. Ksiva, if you want to bichayef for ksiva, the standards may be. But what even there is a little bit unclear, and it's very important. Derech agav. For Hilchas Shemos, what's considered, if I have Shem Hashem or I have Divrei Torah on a computer screen, when am I allowed to erase it? And when? But okay, forgetting about Ksiva for a second, for the other things we've been talking about, if I have electronic, if part of what's going on in many of these situations, besides the picture, is also there are all types of electric signals changing. Current being changed and sent to different parts of the screen, or different noises being made. So if the fact I'm trying to have that happen at a certain point, the fact that with that, if I would say that we're makiv patish, you should know the standards for makiv patish may not have to be as permanent. That's the Shvisas HaShabbos develops Marimakomos in that direction. ironically, the standards for Maki Patish, and therefore may be very relevant to know which malachos that I'm referring, which malachos that are involved. If it is Maki Patish, the standards, being that malachto miskayemes bekach, ironically, you could say that it may not have to be miskayem as long. We know binyan may need to be miskayim. Ksiva may need to have particular halachos in them that they need to be miskayim. If it were makiv patish, the standards may be lower for its need to be miskayim. I mean, this is one of the, in terms of ksiva, in terms of how long the things need to be miskayim, again, that really depends on that read that we read before called Malachto Miskayemes B'Shabbos. As long as it stays for Shabbos, is that enough? Or is it less than that? Is it more than that? It's important, we're not going to get into this, but it's like, let's say they have, is it better if, let's say, for Hatzolah, if you have the choice, if they have to set something up, is it better if they, and they have to write certain information for the hospitals? So is it better they do it on a screen? Is it better they write it down? Is it better if they do it on a screen? Is it better if they do it just on the screen temporarily, and they have the screen, I think in my days they have a screensaver. I don't think computers now are into screensavers anymore. It's automatically, I don't know. So if the screensaver goes on at a certain point, then it limits the problem more. Okay. Now, moving on to Os Hei Psik Resha Davar Sheinam Miskayem. Again, this is probably the most prevalent issue of all of them. That one that one has to deal with, again, is manenu, one of the milos.
If you say like from a zalman that it's just light, and so is there a problem if it's even if it's kavua and it's not temporary?
I lost you. If what?
If you assume like from a zalman that pure screens aren't a problem because it's just light. And there's no background to it, so it's not
ksiva deraisa. It's not ksiva deraisa. I don't know if he was saying it was not ksiva derabanan at all. I think there's still some. It's not ksiva deraisa. And there's certainly electronic things going on. He thought there was whether it was mola davar chadash and all whatever other problems are going on. He just didn't think it was an ksiva deraisa. There are others. There are definitely problems. There are. I think he still would.
Once it's a problem only derabanan, is there a difference whether on the screen it's going to be temporary or it's going to stay?
That's what I'm saying. What's very important in all, the reason why I'm bringing up all these issues is that in many of these cases what you're going to try to do is, maybe I should have mentioned this first, is that there's going to be a debate, as we'll get into in a few minutes, that we generally assume Psik Resha is Chayiv. Some say maybe at least Aser, for sure, I'm probably even Chayiv. Now, we'll elaborate more in a second, but the discussions are going to come that the Aruch famously says Psik Resha Lo Nichole is not Chayiv. But most poskim pass him against him. So there are those who combine and say no Psik Resha. I'll get back to this in a second, but just to outline where we are, that there are those who are going to say that Psik Resha to lo nechale b'drabanan are going to be mekel. So then they're not even agrees to that. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be trade drabanan. Psik Resha is the trade drabanan. So the more snifim one has lahakel, figure them out. Is this in each of these cases? Many of these cases, it's a Psik Resha, but is this a deraisa or a drabanan? So is it drabanan because is it really davar sheinam miskayem? I don't know. Is this really a, we'll get later to Shinoi, we'll talk about that, and you have to analyze each and every one of these things. So it may not always be a yes and no question, maybe combining, trying to figure out which of these kulas could possibly apply to see. Again, all things being equal, you want to avoid this completely. But often you're not in the occasion. Either you need it for security reasons, you need it for whatever, you simply need it. Otherwise, the person will be locked in their house. And then,
in the case of the security camera that's recording the video for security, how could you say that it's eino miskaven, that it's eino michale, and so on and so forth? Of course you want it, because if anything, God forbid, should happen and they need a look on the screen, that's why it's there.
So we'll talk about that. Okay, we'll talk about that right now. Good. We'll talk about that. Right. Let me start the discussion, and then we'll... Okay. Good. So, of course, the Gemara says like this. We have a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon all over Shas, whether Davar She'eino Miskaven is Chayev or Pater. And in Lachora, it's not only Shabbos machlokas, it's all mamish all over Shas. It's in Hilchos Kilayim, it's in Hilchos Nezirus, in Hilchos and in Hilchos Shabbos, and many other areas. Okay. That's a famous machlokas. However, the Gemara continues, Mode Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is otherwise Mekal. Mode Rav Shimon, Bipsik Resha, Vilo Yamos. Bipsik Resha, Vilo Yamos. Okay. So, the classic Machlokas and mentions, okay, so if that's the case, so much of what's going on here is psikresha. You walk into any of these rooms, so you are simpasuchai, you just simply want to walk in, and instead what happens is the light goes on, the air conditioner goes on, a billion other things happen. So seemingly, okay, that's it. If the psikresha is on, it's us. Famously then, of course, you have the shita of the aruch. The Aruch's opinion is, he understands that Psik Resha Delo Nichale is permissible. One of his rayas is, Ba'aro Dechavre, a person's watering the grass, or he's pouring water, or he's dealing with water. So if it's over his own land, therefore he wants it to grow. If it's someone else, Ba'aro Dechavre, he couldn't care less. So all he's doing is simply, he's dealing with water there, but he doesn't care. So the way the Aruch learns, it's one of his rayas that, Isle Hoshana Achriti, the Gemara says he's fixing Hoshana, he's pulling off berries on the Gemara in Sukkah. So he's pulling off berries. The Gemara says, what do you mean? How can you do this? Sikon mana. The Gemara says, no, it's Isle Hoshana Achriti. He already has Hoshana, so he couldn't care less. So the way the Aruch learns is we see from there that since you, Lo nichale, you're not interested in that. And that's tikkun mana, and that result, memela, it's not going to be chayiv. The aruch, and so the other rishonim deny the aruch's chiddush all over Shas. And they think just because it's lo nichale, it doesn't change anything. However, there is a discussion. We just mentioned a second ago, the Chumash Adeshen. This is on. I skipped a little bit. We'll jump a little bit back and forth. The paragraph Psikresha Beisid Rabbanon. He quotes the Psikresha Beisid Rabbanon and the Chumash Adeshen and Simon Samak Dalid. After Psikresha Shari Beisid Rabbanon Yesh Lachalik Bimizkavin Gomer Lipsikresha. And goes back a while ago, but when I was in Smicha, Rabbi Willard Shlita used to give the contemporary halacha class, and he used to explain the shita the following way, that there's a classical lumdus in Davish in Psik Resha. It's really in all Gdoli Achmeni, the Gdoli Achone, Rochana Wasserman, and many others have the following idea, whether or not Psik Resha is ki'ilun miskavein. That if you're doing one and the other thing is so obviously going to happen, it's ki'ilu you are mechaving to that second thing also, or no, it's not the pshat at all. Rather, the pshat is at a certain point, the second action becomes part of the first action. It's ki'ilu I did the first act. It's ki'ilu I did both of them together. You don't need the ki'ilu mechaving. So nafkamino the following nafkamino would be, let's say you're lo nichole. If something that you would really want. So if you're doing the first one, it looks like you really want the second one also. That's something you'd want, something you couldn't care less about, then it doesn't look like it. But if the pshat is memela, I'm doing it either way. That's the classical way of many of the Gedolei Achronim. So he said like this, Bishlama, if I'm doing an Issa Daraisa, then it is Issa Daraisa, depend. One could argue the case of the famous Meshach Chachma, and also the Gedolei Achronim based on the deceivists, that there's a famous distinction between Issa Daraisa and Issa Darabanan. This is also debatable, but certainly not for now, that Issa Daraisa are objective, and the Torah asks you something, automatically it is forbidden. Masha Enkein, Drabanon is forbidden only to the degree, one could argue the case that you're only arguing to the degree that you're rebelling against the Chacham. That the Chacham say, don't do something, and you don't care, you're doing it anyway, you're going against them, you're rebelling. So one could argue the case, Bishlaman, it's a deraisa, the fact that Malach is happening, it's happening anyway, no matter what. So, okay, so if one could argue the case that in a psik resha, the lo nechi, even in a psik resha, lo nechi, so what is lo nechi? It's still, it's a malacha. Mash enkein, to say that you're actively going against what the Rabbanon said, that lav dafka you're doing. Once you can combine a psik resha and a Rabbanon, then you can combine the two. Both, you're not actively doing the malacha, you're doing it something else. And secondly, you're not machavim to say, lo nechi, no one could ever claim you have in mind to be doing the other thing. Mela, you're not going against the Rabbanon either. Okay, they're already poskim who are makel psik resha b'dirabana. The lo nichli, thank you. Yes. But the Mishnah Berurah, when he quotes this, he says seems to limit that only when it's a trade dirabanan.
Even by the lo nichli?
Yeah. Where this go? I had this here someplace. The Rambam called this here someplace. Yeah. He didn't spell it out, but he said, it's this, and it's this, and it's this drabba, and he says, he throws on multiple drabba.
Is it the one where he says, the hecha de have something in it, tzricha, mekalkel, lachayat.
Yeah, what's the meaning of that?
It's the bottom line of that paragraph. He said, psik reisha, b'sudarabana, the bottom, the last sentence in that paragraph, which, and it's underlined. Bayin shon mishnah bura shin yodah.
Yeah. Exactly.
What are that Russian kelo stand for? Mem, shin, aleph, tzadi.
Malach shen tzricha l'gufa. Yeah. Okay. So, a couple of interesting points within this. First of all, Shlomo Zalman writes in one place based on Mishnayis and Parah about Paraduma. That the discussion is like this: everyone makes the Pashat Cheshvan. Okay, today is Shabbos, so. So let's say normally, if I'm walking down the street and the light's going to go on, so normally I'd like to go on. But today's Shabbos, I don't want the light to go on. I'd be perfectly happy. Although because the light's going to go on, I can't walk the street. So as you say, it depends what you would want normally. It doesn't depend what you want on Shabbos. Because, for example, he's coming from Hilchos Paraduma. Paraduma, the din is, if it's nichole, if the para does malacha, if the para does malacha and it's nichole, then the Paraduma becomes Nesar. So the Gemara said, who in their right mind want the Paraduma Malach? A Paraduma is worth a lot of money. You can sell it for, I'm not sure what's going on in Amazon. So, but the Paraduma you can get a lot of money for. So who wants it to, become Nesar? So he said, no, it depends what it otherwise would have been. Based on another Rishonim in Bamitzia about Paraduma. So that's important to know about Shabbos. You don't cheshbin in that. What do you mean? Today's Shabbos. No one wants the light to go on. No, it depends what you'd want to happen on a Wednesday.
Why is that true, though? I mean, it's my side. I don't want it not. I don't want it. So then.
Probably the answer is either deep down you want it, or probably means that, especially if the cheshbin is what otherwise you would have wanted. What if the cheshbin is that the pshat is. Probably how to view this behavior normally. how to view this behavior is probably the hadara. How I view this behavior, I view walking this way is the norm, is the walking this way is the normal, is the normal, the norm that I want this light to go on in this situation. In that case, I the part that it's totally a normal behavior. I think that's the gather. I think that's the so that's one important thing. Two very important things are the following. First we'll go l'chumra, and then we'll go l'kula. L'chumra, we're starting with the paragraph, Sikresha dafka bebeis dvarim. There is a discussion about the following. A Gemara in Shabbos, daf kuf lamed gimel. Amar mar, this is ironically not speaking about Hilchos Shabbos, but speaking about Hilchos Kshitzas by Heres. That probably comes up for us less often than Hilchos Shabbos. But the Gemara says like this, that it's usher in the Torah to cut off a beheres. If one has a negat saras, they go to the kohen. She should halach lamaisa. She shouldn't have saras, but you should go to the kohen. So, but you shouldn't cut it off. However, let's say one has saras on the makom hamila. It happens to be the eighth day, or whatever. Should you do the mila? Even if it's not the eighth day, all right. So should you do the mila, even though you're going to be cutting off the tzaras? When I say the mamar, basar afish is beres yimol, divi rabbi. What do you mean? Lama likra davish enim is kavim. Rav after shim emodi v'sik resha. The discussion of davish enim is kavim, meaning here, I'm cutting off the mila. I have in mind to be cutting off the mila. I don't have in mind to be cutting off the beheres. And just the beheres happens to be there. So he has to be shown. So the Gemara says, so why? What do you mean? It's Darshanim is Kavim. Somebody says, no, it's a psik resha. So he has to be shown in the following question. The Rashba, the Ritva. They ask the following. They say, Amay nechshav. This is an obvious point. It's an important obvious point. The Gemara says like this, that when I'm dealing with a psik resha, I'm not going to give an exact number, but it could be a very high percentage of the time that the malacha is going to happen. Classic, hagor amita kisi v'safsal, I'm dragging a bench. As long as it's not, I wouldn't say inevitable, but kemat inevitable, as the machlokas we've shown him, as long as it's not inevitable, it can happen 90% of the time, mikol makom, it's still going to be permissible to drag that bench, as long as it's not going to be osecharet. As long as it's not going to be osecharet, come out every time. But why don't I say steak of the rice of the chumra? So the answer is obvious. That part of what this is based on is the fact that it's already davar she'enam iskavein, which makes this mutter. The fact that this was going to change something to psik resha is going to make it inevitable. It's going to change the maisa that I did, either kilim is kavein or make it into one maisa or something like that. The fact that davar she'enam iskavein is different. But that's only if the thing that I'm doing is separate, seemingly. What am I doing? Lamashal. I'm dragging a bench. I'm dragging a bench from one side to the other. So what am I doing? I'm dragging a bench. Why did the chicken drag the bench to get to the other side? So I'm not saying I'm not Derek Agav along the way. It's either making a ditch or not making a ditch. Masha Inkain, if I am Kielu trying to make a ditch and it's a suffix whether it's going to make a ditch, that's ridiculous. Then I'm trying to make a ditch, and some of the times I'll be successful making a ditch. Then that's a question of suffix, and therefore if it's 90% of the time I'm doing it, of course I'm Chayev. So why is this relevant? In this situation, a guy's being cut the makom hamila. Amay nechshav davar she'enam iskavein, halo miskavein l'ktsitsa. He's trying to cut, ask the Rashba and the Ritva. Elo de'enam iskavein l'taher, elamol. And if you'll tell me there's a reason to patter, that's called something else. That's another gathering in Lagamri. It's Malach Hashem Tzvich L'gufa. Malach Hashem Tzvich L'gufa means what? Means a chofer gula mitzarech el afar. That I'm not typically a guy who is chayef being chofer guma. I'm digging a hole. It's usher to make a hole lunch in the ground on Shabbos. Mash enkin. If I don't need the hole, all I'm trying to do is I need the dirt. And the mela, You can't dig a hole, you can't get dirt from the ground without making a hole. So that is a chofer gumma ve'in tzarech ale. That's not a davar sheni v'kavin / psik resha. That's a melacha sheni zricha guf, which has its own set of rules, another machlokas of Yehuda Rav Shimon. But that's it. So it's in this case of a kotzeitz baheres, seemingly is not the davar sheni v'kavin. I'm his kavin in gansin. What do you mean? I'm cutting that spot. If you want to tell me there's a p'torah, it's a p'torah in another area of Hilchos Shabbos. And Derech Agav, Pashup Shad is, that's Malachos Shein Yisrael, has nothing to do with Hilchos, that's seemingly the Lach and Hilchos Shabbos. The Ritzvah there as a Pella says, Malachos Shein Yisrael Luf, a Shayach to Hilchos Ksisas Beheres. That's Chiddush Atzam. But the problem, in other words, is that Davash Psikresha, the need for something to be a Psikresha, is only when I'm dealing with two separate things. When I could define the Meiser that I'm doing and the result as I am dragging and it may or may not make a hole. Masha Enkein, where I'm doing one thing, I'm one act of cutting, and the only difference is the difference of intent, then that's not necessarily a Psikresha. That's going to be huge ramifications, and we've shown them hold by that question. They're bothered by that question, and they lamashal. Then, for us, right now, when so many of these things are set up that when you walk into the room, the light's going to go on, the air conditioner's going to go, this whole system's going to start working. So, is that davar sheni v'kavin? At a certain point, it becomes like that is your maisa. What becomes intertwined, when you're walking in in this room, I can see here there are a light, but I have no idea how to turn on the air. I'm sure there are rooms you don't even know how to turn on the light. The light's turned on by opening the door. That's the way of doing it. Back in my day, there used to be phone booths. That's it. I think no one knows what those are anymore. There used to be phone booths, and you walk into it, you'd walk in, the light would go on. So that's even Rav Shlomo Zalman has discussions that at a certain point, that was the way to turn on the light. It's not two separate things. At a certain point, intertwined with opening the door was turning on the light. It's set up that way. So there are those on this, who argue the case that when something, the language that some Achronim use, when it's metuchnam lakach, when it's set up that way, it's not just totally randomly when you drag a bench, it may or may not make a hole in the ground. That's a classic davar sheni v'kavin. Those who argue, you can debate. Clearly, many posts can consider that davar sheni v'kavin, depending on only aser because of the psik resha, refrigerator doors with the lights. So, with the light, if you leave the lights on. So, there are those who consider when it gets too close to the actual nice that I'm doing, and I'm saying I'm really, it's not the pshat I'm doing multiple things, but rather with one action it carries with it many results, then that itself, there are many poskim who consider that worse than a psik resha, and therefore any kulas that we would have of davar sheni v'kavin would not apply. And this means two of the important kulas to know of even when something would be considered a psik resha, as opposed to mice of mamish. Let's say usually we're makal either amir la'akom b'psik resha, that's important, and we're also makal in terms of grumma b'psik resha. That's very important for thermostats and things like that. Most of the time we assume that as long as it's not going to happen directly, by my opening the door, I'm lowering the temperature, raising the temperature, whatever. So many of the new appliances are set up that they pick it up mamish instantaneously, but most of the older ones, it takes time by letting some air in, then it's usually classically you could be made with the psik. It's only, you're not miscavenging, it's a psikresha, it'll be grumas, and we're usually more people.
It's only by monichalai, or that's even by?
That what?
That
we make a guy, even when it's nichalai. Even when it's by a guy, by psikresha, the guy in grumma, even nichalai.
Is there a distinction between psikresha and nafashin? So why would cutting off the head of a chicken not be?
That's a great question. I've heard people. There is a machlokas to be shown. A few years I've been bothered by that. The Gdol Echronim asked that question on the Rambam. So the Rambam said, it's a great question. I think one answer that I've heard is the Mashal Ba'alma, and that's Gufa that was trying to illustrate Rav Sikresha. I'm bothered by the same question you're bothered. I'm bothered by the same question you're bothered by. But the people ask that question. People ask that question. The if you want my makom, the kapas smarim sukkah gimel. I saw it last night. For years I've been bothered by this. In the new Frankel quoted sources, it happened. I had the old Frankel for a year. This came out more recently. So I hid there. So I'm not going to talk about that. I'll tell you. I'll talk more later on. I'd rather not get bugged on that. But yes. Now that's in terms of lechomra. In terms of lekula, there is a very famous discussion as well. This is the about the following heterim after the paragraph heterim after psik reisha. You skipped about a page, a page and a half. There's a famous gemara about a guy who closes the door with a deer inside of it. There's a Rashba in Perek Tzad, in Perek Horeg about Tzad. Rashba Shem Yerushalmi. Hayerot Tzvi Kedavim is Kavin Lino Badol Vinoal Badol Vatzvi Vatatzvi. If you want to close the door for yourself, you know, you want to protect your home and the like, that the Rashba. In this kavin, lino bado, lo bado bovad. In this kavin, af bado, the ilut sarach, lino bado, mutter, after this kavin, jesvi nitzo besocho. The Rashba famously said, if you want to close the door to your house, and you know there's a deer inside of it, even though you want to close the door also for the deer, imamish, you have in mind, oh, that's great, I'll have a deer in my house, wonderful. You want the deer in your house, and you also want to close the door because you want to close the door to your house. For both reasons, he permits that. To which the Ran says, what? How could you be machavein? You're machavein for tzedon, it's still going to be mutter? Hatenach, is that possible? And even if you're not machavein, to it, it's a psik reisha. So the first part of it is a pella asum. It's very hard to figure out how it could be matir if you're mamish machavein. But the Shilta Giborim right there suggests that it's different. So as long as the other thing that I'm doing is also dvar heter, so that's very strange. Every psikresha is that way. It's always mutter to drag a bench. Dragging a bench is permissible. The problem is making a charet. So it's very hard to pin down what exactly he's saying. So what the world says is as follows, I think. That shiny something about this case. Either there's something special about Seda, Derech Agav, Seda, and then I couldn't really learn anywhere else in other areas of Hilchos Shabbos other than Seda. Seda may need a particular connection. The group of Achronim would suggest that. You have to have, it's the word Sad is Asher Lotz, you have to have in mind. You have in mind a certain extra level of kavana in order to trap, to ensnare. That's one way of understanding it. Or is there some broader area of halacha here? Is that usually I am actively the one making the hole. In this situation, the deer is somewhere deep in my house. I am acting on a door. Derech agav, the deer is being caught. Why is that at all relevant? It's relevant to come out everything that we do. Bizmanenu, so much is set up in a way that it's so far removed from whatever the malacha is happening that I could act over here and the malacha happens in Honolulu. It happens somewhere else completely. I'm not acting on the Davar HaNifal at all. I'm acting the fitumo. I'm acting within innocence. I'm acting completely. Person's holeich kedarko. Through his now holeich kedarko, billion other malachas are happening. So the gedarim in this case may be different in terms of what constitutes a psik reisha than elsewhere. That in terms of what we could see from tzedos when you're not involved actively with the malacha, which is being nasis, then the standards may be different. That's a kula which is often talked about. And our Shafter Shkita talks about using it. There's a discussion when the Mishnah Berurah brings this. He discusses whether we paskin this way or not. Whether we paskin like that day. There are those who are machmir against it. But that's a major part of the discussion. Bizmanenu being more makel for the holich lefitumo, a person just walking with innocence, then and all these other malachas are happening. That's a tzad lahakel in many of these areas of Psik Reisha. One last point, I think we'll have to cut it short, I guess. That one last point in Psik Reisha, there is a discussion of how many maisim, that let's say a person takes 100 steps between here and to the other side. Do I say, does it totally, within every 100 steps, that the malacha is going to happen? Or does it depend on each and every step? Each step that I'm doing is beheter. This one is beheter. Or does it depend on how do I look at the totality, or do I look at each maisim? That's one interesting discussion. We're not going to have time to develop this. I'll mention quickly, is it a shinoi to do these type of things? Obviously, the normal way somebody wants to paint a picture, they don't stand in front of a screen. Or do I say, adirabba, the norm, if you want to get your picture on the screen, oh, you're going to say, oh, security guard, you know what, he wants to see you, so I'm going to draw a picture of myself on the screen. So does it depend on the normal way of drawing or the normal way of doing this action that you're doing right now? It wouldn't be normal to draw your picture on the screen at that point. It would be normal to walk in front of the screen in that way. So you're acting completely normally. So how do I view? L'mashal, there's a Gemara in Shabbos. Ayin Dalet, if it's Soveya, Ashochet Chayiv Mishum Soveya. So obviously, if you normally draw a picture, your person's not usually going to be Soveya by shechting an animal having blood splattered over the place. Usually people draw it a different type of way. Masha Inkein, if you're shechting, that's the normal way to shech. So you'd be chayav mishum soveya as a shochet. Last point, grama is way above us. We can't talk right now. That needs not when you're 2 minutes late to finish finishing. So again, a lot to talk about, and hopefully we covered some of the issues.